Okay, pivo. Now it's Star Trek Season 1, Episode 9, and Q is back. So I got so inspired, I like Q, or I fear Q. But now in our story here, we would of course have interaction between the people of the other world station, the Bovarloka folks, and the humans, Borloka, the way we are, and that contact could be illustrated visually, I mean, a film format, much the way from two sides, of course, from a human walking around here and then some super duper higher being, some godlike being interferes. We have quite a few such reports from the past, haven't we? Yes, anyway, I can find a few. So, and we could illustrate a little bit the way that Q appears here, like just for them, for the humans, just some being who is sometimes just appearing, wham, in their room, and you get angry. Who are you? What are you doing here? You cannot just come and... You don't tell me what I can do or not. I have something to tell you. And then there's this fight, and then evidently divine person just does something to give the other, the human, this foolish human, a lesson, sit down there, and the person just sits, can't move, or something like that. I've got something to say, I generally don't want to appear here, but it's getting a little wild here on Earth, so I need to come down and talk. A few of us, we need to just come in here and speak seriously with a few of you. And this is a leader, top, super duper empire of the world leader. So there could be the talk there. and then, for instance, it could be many. And from the other side, from the Bovar side, we have our cat girl and all the other cool people, characters that we're going to populate that realm with, and they're probably there now. From there, when their efforts to interfere, to just pop in there and are we going to do that now? You can't, and I can, but in a dream then, you scare the wits out of these people if you do this now, and then someone does it anyway, then we show it from this other side of the human. That kind of things could be there.